Idioms in the Key of B. Back in the day, I was quite the entrepreneur. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, and in fact, I started out broke as a joke that wasn't funny. But determined to create the best thing since sliced bread, and being the breadwinner of the family, I had to make my bread and butter make both ends meet, the old-fashioned way. Every day I woke up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and hit the ground running. After a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and many times being between a rock and a hard place, knowing well I had bitten off more than I could chew, I managed to become a big fish in a small pond. If you are wondering how I managed to break the back of the beast and obtain a modicum of success, and even if you aren't wondering, I offer these words of wisdom. Not necessarily mine, not necessarily wise, but definitely words. Between you and me and the cat's whiskers, it's harder than getting blood from a stone or a turnip. You have to burn rubber out of the gate, but not burn daylight. You have to be willing to burn the midnight oil, but careful not to burn your candle at both ends. You must tackle the burning questions and may occasionally burn your fingers, but endeavor to never burn your bridges. Bottom line, it's about hard work. It's about staying busy as a bee or a beaver. By the by, it's not necessarily about doing everything by the book or even by the numbers, but getting it done nonetheless, even if only by the skin of your teeth or by the seat of your pants. Never brush problems under the carpet or bury your head in the sand. Avoid getting distracted by all the bull, wasting time in bull sessions, being bullheaded, or thrashing around like a bull in a china shop. Even when things look black as New Gates' knocker, don't blow hot and cold, or blow smoke, or blow off steam, or blow your stack, or blow your top, or blow a fuse, or even blow a gasket. Blow the cobwebs away, blow your own horn, and take the bull by the horns. Yes, the same bull from before. And blow them out of the water. It could blow your mind. Of course, and despite your best efforts, everything won't always be Bob's your uncle. At times, you'll get blindsided and feel like the blind are leading the blind, and, bless your pointy little head, you'll be right. But if you persevere, things can change in the blink of an eye. You must be willing to go back to the drawing board, back to square one, as it were, batten down the hatches, and get down to brass tacks. You might have to break ground anew, and be willing to just break even on the way back to breaking a leg. The good kind, not the bone protruding from the shin kind. Like a bolt from the blue, Uncle Bob will come to the rescue, spouting blood and thunder, and before you can say Jack Robinson, everything is beer and Skittles again. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, success can be a beautiful thing, but beauty is in the eye of the beholder. As someone that has been around the block a few times, I can tell you that success can be a bitter pill to swallow. Keep in mind that getting there may mean beating someone to the draw, or beating them to the punch, or beating the daylights out of them, or beating the tar out of them, metaphorically, of course. You may find yourself long on resources, short on friends. Sure, it's better than a kick in the teeth, or better than a stick in the eye, or a 2x4 to the side of the head, as my carpenter buddies used to threaten. But being a big cheese isn't necessarily all blue skies. Bottom line, be careful what you wish for. Someday you'll have to bite your lip and bite the bullet of immortality. It might be nice to have Uncle Bob and a few old friends around when you bite the dust. 11, 22, 10.